There's a ski mask and a headband.
Like the soup bowl.
The shovel, skateboard, and a beanie.
The table lamp is one of the coolest things I've seen.
Fragment bike chain, nunchucks, Larry Clark calendar, Hermes ashtray, dice coin banks, fire extinguisher. I have a dog bowl as well.
This is Relentless, a podcast about unusual aspirations, far-fetched ideas, or that perfect pair of nunchucks. I'm Maddie Russell Shapiro, and in this first season of Relentless, we're exploring fandom, and specifically, the dedicated fans of one New York City-based clothing and accessories brand, Supreme. In the first episode, we introduced the brand, its adherents, and the unusually complicated system to make a purchase. In this episode, we're taking a deeper dive into the world of Supreme. What is so special about this brand? How does it manage to inspire such interest and devotion? As you know, this investigation started because of a pink box logo beanie that my husband bought me last winter.
I think the story of the hat is probably the most universal story most people have, is that level of social currency. People say, wearing Supreme makes me cool. Makes me cool to young, old, man, woman, child. It's just a stamp of approval by wearing it. It's like an unspoken, you know, it's like an unspoken secret language, you know. Wearing Supreme. I think that is the most interesting thing of the brand. Mm-hmm. It's just a universal symbol of cool. Like, you wear Supreme, you're cool as well.
That's Curtins, a creative consultant who grew up in Brooklyn in the 1990s. He and I spoke about Supreme recently. We met at a recording studio near the Empire State Building.
Someone the other day described it to me as a secret society.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's like, you're one of us. That's how people look at, you know, other people wearing Supreme. Like, oh, you're down with us. Okay, cool. You're all right. You're an okay person.
This story is an exploration of fandom, but it is inextricably linked to the story of Supreme as an internationally acclaimed brand.
A brand is a brand. If you make product that people can purchase, your brand, your competition is just vast. I would put Supreme in the same category as a Louis Vuitton, as a Hermes. You know, it's the same level of brand execution and brand identity. This brand is such a blanket of so many things to so many different people. And I can't think of many, many, many other brands with that magnetism that can attract people of all walks of life. Supreme, Nike, Coca-Cola, Apple, Converse, Levi's. Regardless of age, sex, economic status, those brands are just universally accepted as symbols of just cool.
What brought you into all of this?
Just curiosity. I grew up in the hood, and drug dealers were the first celebrities we ever knew. Mm-hmm. You know, the drug dealers in my neighborhood, they drove the best cars, they had the best jewelry, best clothes. It just made me curious. Like, what is that? Like, if that guy has it, what is it? It must be good. You know, and just that curiosity just leads you down a rabbit hole of discovery.
In addition to Supreme as a top-tier brand, this is also a story about one New York City store that opened in 1994. It built, retains, and continues to grow a fan base that spans countries and ages. If you insist on putting things into categories, even brands, Supremes are varied. As I visited multiple Supreme stores this fall, I got a lot of input from fans about what Supreme is. Some call it a skateboard brand or an upscale skate brand. Others call it a fashion brand. Someone called it the most hip brand in New York. A more cynical response I heard was,
just overpriced items that you could get on an everyday average store, you know, just overpriced because they have a logo on it.
How does Curtins categorize Supreme?
Supreme is, I would say, the coolest lifestyle brand in the world, period.
Here's a term that comes up a lot when you talk and read about Supreme, streetwear. What exactly does that mean?
Streetwear is a culture. Streetwear is like a way of life. Streetwear is, it's a mindset. I would say the most technical definition I ever heard of streetwear is a culmination of small subcultures geared and led by youth culture that were more based on rebellion. So when you think of skate is a very big part of what streetwear is. Skaters, rebellion, punk, hip-hop, rebellion, graffiti, rebellion.
Another term favored by fans on the Supreme line is hypebeast. What does that term mean? One fan provided a two-part definition.
A person who, like, for example, will wear things and they don't even know what it is, they just says Supreme on it. But then it's a person who actually researches it, who likes the stuff and who wears it for a certain reason.
On occasion, I've heard the term hypebeast addressed to me when I wear my pink box logo beanie. And I'd like to think that in those instances, it's been a compliment. But maybe I was being called out as a poser. So there's a kind of universal appeal, there's a decidedly urban angle, and there's an explicitly rebellious tone. But ultimately, this is about individual people wearing and using the merchandise.
If you're going to wear clothes and you want to be unique and different, Supreme's a good way. Why would you buy something from H&M that costs $8 that, you know, anyone can get at any time, rather than just get it from Supreme for $24?
I recently interviewed two friends in their late teens, right after one of them had made a purchase at a Supreme store.
People may say it's just clothes, but it's different to us.
You know, this is what we like, this is what we enjoy, this is happy for us.
There's also this simple psychological explanation from a Supreme fan in London.
Because you wait for as long as you do, that's the reason why you feel good about it in the first place. Because you're like, I've waited for so long to get it. I've got it. Cool, you know? It's just like anything in life.
So what about the rebels on the inside? The team at Supreme that generates the designs, that decides how much product to release. What is their perspective on customers and the market? I haven't met anyone from Supreme yet, but
I think they think about what they want to do and they really don't care. They don't let the market tell them what to do. They do whatever they feel they want to do and whatever they feel is right. And their instinct, for the most part, is usually spot on. I mean, of course, they've missed. But like, if you look at a brand that has so many wins, you don't notice the misses. You know, not everything they do works. Sometimes a graphic might miss, a collaboration might not hit. But you can tell just by their output, they really just care about what they care about.
Who do they have in mind as they're thinking about what they care about?
I mean, if you read any interview with anyone that's ever worked at Supreme, they all have the same consistent answer to that question is whatever me and my friends think is cool, that's what we're going to make. And I think that is the way all creativity should be. You know, if you're a creative person, you should be your first customer. The product should always come from your instinct, your personal taste, your personal interests. And if you don't want to buy it, don't make it.
So Supreme goes about doing as it wishes. It acts as an arbiter of taste. It regularly promotes a wide range of other brands' products that are turned into Supreme-branded versions through official and unofficial collaborations. One fan I met explained,
I think Supreme moves the culture forward, to be honest, because if Supreme does something, then other brands start to do the same thing. I love to see the interesting things they come out with, and I love to see how people get crazy for like the weirdest things, like for chopsticks, you know, for an inflatable blimp. You know, things like that people just go insane for. You know, a motorcycle that you could have bought online, the same exact one just without the Supreme lettering for like $400 cheaper.
The biggest deal collaboration to date was in spring 2017 with Louis Vuitton. This comes up a lot in my conversations with fans as an example of Supreme's influence and evolution. In the year 2000, Supreme received a cease and desist order from Louis Vuitton for releasing merchandise covered in a version of their iconic monogram that incorporated an S for Supreme. Fast forward 17 years, and the two brands officially collaborated with much anticipation, wide acclaim, and a fair amount of grumbling. The prices were high, and access in New York was limited to those who were Louis Vuitton VIP customers. Nonetheless, the overall assessment seems to be that this was a significant turning point.
I thought it was long overdue. I think it was the best thing that happened to streetwear, quote unquote. It validated this thing that maybe the higher fashion institutions kind of looked at as maybe like a hobby or game, like printed t-shirts, woohoo. But you know, there's so many streetwear brands that have that same execution and same brand presentation and brand execution as some of these high fashion companies. And I feel like Louis Vuitton kind of putting their stamp of approval, so to speak, with a brand like Supreme just helps all the other quote-unquote streetwear brands now get a different type of attention.
In addition to brand collaborations, Supreme also promotes art and artists to its fan base and customers.
I would say Supreme is possibly one of, if not the most educational brand when it comes to design. I mean, I've learned things from a Supreme t-shirt. It's weird to compare, but like Supreme garments is almost like going to the MoMA. There's so much elements there, like there's music references, there's vintage pop culture references, there's art references. I've got put on to new music and artists just from a Supreme t-shirt. Just by them putting a graphic on a shirt, it makes you want to investigate, who's that, what's that? It might make you think and be like, well, where does that come from? And then you go down a rabbit hole of education. From day one, consistently, they've been just educating through just simple design. If not the best, they're one of the best at infusing just education into their designing. So yeah, everything is so meticulous. Everything is very thought out. And I think it's good for the kids that are so diehard Supreme. I think it's great that they're giving them all these, you know, like cultural references for them to at least explore and learn something new and open their horizons up a little bit.
By way of example, Curtains talked about a collaboration from 2012 and 2015 with the artist Daniel Johnston.
I wasn't hip to his work. They did a couple jackets, shirts with him, and I wasn't hip to it. And I'm like, well, if Supreme did it, it must mean something. Then, you know, I look into the guy's work and it's pretty cool.
The 2015 collaboration included some very basic pieces. A short sleeve collared shirt with two chest pockets on the front that came in black or tan or teal. On the back of the shirt was a line drawing of a mutant duck with four heads and 3 feet.
And the work was just super cool. I've had friends that bought that artist's work after seeing it on a Supreme shirt. People trust the brand so much that you'll trust that what they're standing by is something you should be checking out. There are people that's too cool to learn, and I feel like Supreme's the perfect platform for those too cool for school people, because it's like, oh, if it's on Supreme, then I'll give it a shot. You gotta think Supreme's work with like Damien Hirst, George Kondo, and you know, some of the biggest artists in the world. Like, you know, there's a lot there for people to digest.
This fall, the season's first artist collaboration came out in mid-September with a controversial figure in contemporary art, Andre Serrano. There was a whole line of clothing and skate decks that featured some of his most iconic work with religious and sexual themes and imagery. When I went down to the store for that release, I wanted to find out what customers think about these artist collaborations.
My name is Blair Moore. I am 28 years old and I had Spot 13. I'm actually in quality control and property management, and I'm also a designer as well. I have my own clothing line.
Did you read up on the artist a little bit?
I did, because at first I wasn't a big fan of, you know, the crucifix and urine, but I heard from his own words and other critics what it was supposed to represent, so it wasn't as controversial as, you know, first sight for me.
Yep, crucifix and urine. This image from 1987 is titled Piss Christ and is in fact a photograph of a plastic crucifix submerged in urine. The photo has fiery red and orange tones, and the crucifix itself is in golden hues. It appears to be suffused in celestial sunlight. This fall, Supreme printed the photo on the front of black t-shirts and black hooded sweatshirts.
My name is Chris, last name Andia. I'm 22 years old. I'm from New York City.
And what number did you have today?
60. Thank goodness. My first time, actually.
Do you kind of research the artist collaborations that Supreme is doing? Do those interest you in particular?
Yeah. I mean, just because I don't want to wear something that I don't really support, you know, and not in like a bad way. You know, anybody who wears it, that's fine.
My name is Evan Basachik. I'm coming up from Philly.
Do you try to figure out the references? Do you care what they're referencing?
Yeah. A lot of them I do know. Like this year with the blood and semen, you know, very shock factor. But, you know, you take 10 seconds to look it up.
If you do look it up, you'll see swirling, bubbling hues of pink and red and orange on a backdrop of black or white. It kind of looks like a satellite view of an unfamiliar landscape. Some of this work previously appeared as album cover art for Metallica in the 1990s. I'll let you read for yourself how Serrano made this work. More pertinent to my story is that for Supreme, the images used for the collaboration covered sweatshirts, sweatpants, the back of skate decks, billed canvas caps, and a couple different styles of Vans sneakers.
That's a pretty cool guy, you know, that Andre Serrano. And that's just, you edify yourself. And I think it's cool, especially a lot of these younger guys, to know, like, cool artists that they may not necessarily ever get a chance to meet, or these, you know, like Scratch Perry, or, you know, all these, like, Lou Reeds, like, they collab with. I think it's pretty cool.
This fall, Supreme also collaborated with the conceptual photographer Cindy Sherman and with Katsuhiro Otomo, the Japanese manga artist. I find these elements of Supreme to be really compelling, the artist collaborations as well as the more esoteric cultural references. I may not like the way all their merchandise looks, I may not support every message they promote, but I'm impressed by the intentionality behind it all. So here's my next big question. Who buys Supreme? I've learned about a variety of motivations. The brand's enormous popularity is enough reason for some people to want it as a status symbol, and there are those who are drawn in for more emotional reasons. Maybe they used to skate, or maybe the 1990s references are reminiscent of their own youth. Then there are the collectors and the resellers. Hype and nostalgia, that's where we'll start the next episode of Relentless, with more voices from the line and more conversation with Curtains. Music in this episode is by Angel, Taj Mahal, Stripe Like Tommy, and BSN Yeah. All the music was created at Building Beats, a DJ and music program that teaches entrepreneurial leadership and life skills to youth in New York City. Thank you to Curtains for spending time with me during a busy day in New York. Thank you also to my husband and to my brother, who both provide ongoing input and encouragement and help me get many ancillary tasks done, so I can focus on interviews and editing. Relentless episodes are available on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. To find out more, go to therelentless.org. Follow us, like us, subscribe, sign up, and come back for the next episode.